The most sophisticated and powerful cyber weapon uncovered to date is written in the same computer language used to make the incredibly popular Angry Birds game. And experts say the flame virus can eavesdrop on computer users and their coworkers and swipe information from nearby cell phones.
Well, joining us live to talk more about the flame virus is Catherine Herridge, Fox News chief intelligence correspondent. Catherine, what are we learning about the spyware?
Well, what I was struck by in my reporting is this connection to this code or computer language called Lua, which you typically see in computer games such as Angry Birds. What I was told by a cyber expert is that using this language was really a stroke of genius. The makers of Flame allowed it to almost hide in plain sight, because if you're an IT expert and you're looking for malware or anything suspicious, this is not the computer code or language that you're looking for. So it was hard to detect, and for that reason, it's very powerful, about 250,000 lines of code, and it was able to exist in these systems for years and go undetected.
What can it do inside your computer network?
Well, the thing I found interesting in my reporting is that once it's inside your network, it isn't like a sort of a data vacuum cleaner sucking out everything. It's very targeted. It lurks in the system. It tries to identify who's important in the system. Let's say it's looking for supervisors. It gets into that computer. It starts stealing or exfiltrating the contact information. And as you mentioned in the introduction, it has the power to turn on cameras, microphones, Bluetooth, so it can kind of take over your system. And again, it's lurking in the system in a way that you're not easily identifiable.
We know this has been showing up in the Middle East. Who or what is behind it?
Well, the prevailing view is that this was developed by some nation state. It's similar to what we saw in Iran, in the sense that it may be part of a sort of 1-2 punch operation. You see these computer virus attacks. There's a reconnaissance virus that steals the preliminary information that allows the follow-on attack to be even more powerful. You know, no one's really saying who's responsible, though the conventional view is probably Israel. And even though Flame was found in Israel, it was also found in the Palestinian territories, also Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Hungary. And it may just be that finding Flame in Israel was kind of like a red herring.
All right. Thanks so much, Catherine.
You're welcome.
Catherine Herridge, Fox News chief intelligence correspondent.